I will now hand over to Phil.
We now have more stories from the trains and from the buses. The Mid-Norfolk Railway Steam Gala is returning in late June, and there will be a series of events this year to mark the 150th anniversary of Norfolk's greatest train disaster. Beryl has reacted to the bus ban of e-scooters, while the bus company is taking action against fare dodgers. Here is Jane with more on the trains theme.
A three-day celebration of steam, featuring guest locomotives, is returning to a heritage railway this summer. The Steam Gala will take place on the Mid-Norfolk Railway, MNR, from Friday, June the 28th to Sunday, June the 30th, and it was last held there in 2019. The five-year break was due to the pandemic and then issues with the line between Dereham and Wyndham, which has now fully reopened. Alongside its resident, British Rail Standard 4MT80078, the MNR has secured two guest steam locomotives for the event.
A series of events will be held to commemorate the 150th anniversary of one of Norfolk's most tragic disasters. On September the 10th, 1874, two steam trains collided on the single-line track between Brundle and Norwich, close to the Three Tuns pub in Thorpe St Andrew, now known as the Rushcutters Arms. 26 people died as a result, with many more injured as they were flung from the wreckage of the trains. It has since become known as the Great Thorpe Railway Disaster. On September the 13th, Thorpe History Group will host an illustrated talk by Phyllida Scrivens, the author of a book on the topic, at the St Andrew's Centre off Thunder Lane.
The city's only e-scooter sharing scheme has insisted its electric fleet is safe amid another bus ban over serious health concerns. Earlier this week, ConnectBus announced that e-scooters and e-unicycles are no longer allowed onto its buses due to increased safety risks. This comes following reported incidents of defective lithium-ion batteries, which combusted and released toxic fumes, according to the transport company, banning the machines for the safety of the passengers. Beryl has since stated its e-scooters and e-bikes undergo strict assessments to ensure they pose no danger of hurting riders or anyone else.
A bus company is introducing ticket inspectors aboard its buses in Norfolk and Suffolk in a bid to fight fare dodgers. From June 17th, revenue protection officers will be riding the first bus network to check people are travelling with a valid ticket and relevant ID card. The firm claims one of the biggest forms of fare evasion is adults buying child tickets to obtain half-price travel. People also reportedly push onto buses without paying when there is a queue to board or use other people's concessionary passes. Passengers found to fall short of the rules will face a £50 charge and have 21 days to pay or make an appeal. The charge will rise to £100 if unpaid in the designated time, and those who ignore the charge will be issued with a county court summons.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Jane Pratt, and Phil Harrison. Jenny Pierce and Robin Quine are standing by, ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.